Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is loading. SteveJonesShow.com audio is sponsored by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call them at 800-609-9484 or visit them online at REWfinancial.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And it's Thursday, and we welcome in our great friends at Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. They are now our Thursday sponsor. We're thrilled to have Rick Weibel and company on board. You can always call at 1-800-609-9484. That's 800-609-9484 or visit online at REWfinancial.com. We're here at the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio. Brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in the incomparable Hummel's Wharf. We now welcome in the true star of the show, the one that really everybody around the area talks about, Kevin Hurt.
I was going to say, let me know when the true star gets here. I don't want to miss it. How are you, sir?
Wow, I'm doing great.
I'm in laid back mode because I'm, you know, catching up on the Masters and trying to channel my Jim Nance. Trying to be poetic.
I've met Jim Nance. I've met you.
Is this going to be a political somewhat quote here? You're no Jim Nance?
No, you have some pluses.
Oh, okay.
And he has some pluses. Okay. It's all right.
As the azaleas start to lose their color.
No, the azaleas are gone, man.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking about. What are they going to do with photos and stuff? I mean, they're going to have to use stuff from previous years. CBS loves those panoramic shots of the azaleas, and they bloomed early this year because of the warm weather, and they're gone now.
I hate when that happens.
They are gone.
Yeah, well, that happens. All right, well, Henrik Stenson, a brilliant performance, now playing 17 at 5 under par. Jason Duffner.
Best name for a golfer, Westwood. By the way.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, best name for a golfer.
Yes, well, Jason Duffner and Lee Westwood are on the front nine at 3 under. Paul Lowry, the former British Open champion, has already completed his round at 3 under par, 69. Sergio at 2 under par, but he'll be 2 over by the time he gets to the back. Thomas Bjorn, Hunter Mahan, who won last week. Now, but you get big scores early. Tiger Woods is at 2 under par. He's now in the par 3 16th. Well, that's where that stands at the moment.
Actually, you probably did all
and
that
Phil
too
Mickelson,
loud.
And Phil Mickelson's even through 3, which is not good, by the way, because 2 is a birdie hole.
I saw what? Tom. I said you did all that too loud. If you're doing golf, you have to whisper when you're doing the golf recaps. By the way, Tom Watson was 2 under early on in the tournament. It was interesting to see some of those guys early on the leaderboard because, you know, they weren't going to be there, you know, all day long.
And now it's Bubba Watson. He's at 1 under. Harrington started well, then faded, 1 under 71 today. Stewart Cink started well, 1 under 71. Stricker, 1 under 71. Ross Fisher, 1 under 71. And Hideki Matsuyama is at 1 under 71. Martin Keimer, Bill Haas, Justin Rose all shot 72. Tim Clark, Harrison Frazier, Poe Van Pelt over par at 73. Group at 74, Robert Carlson and Ricky Fowler. Former two-time champ Jose Maria Olazabal is shot 75. Ryan Palmer, Adam Scott, by the way, a 75. Not the start he wanted. Lucas Glover, former U.S. Open champ. Kyle Stanley, Brandon Steele, And group at 76, Larry Mize, who beat Greg Norman in a playoff many years ago, also a 4-over 76, along with Ben Crenshaw, former two-time champ. Tom Watson, by the way, built up big by Kevin, shot a 77.
I told you he wasn't going to be on the board much longer. It was just nice
much
to see
longer.
Him. It was nice to
there
see
there are 95 people, 96 people in this.
No, when I was looking earlier that day, it was like 10 o'clock.
He's 84th.
I know. That was my point. I knew he wasn't
going to
be there much longer.
And he's one round from gone.
That's true. That's why I said it was nice to see him on the leaderboard because I knew it wasn't going to last.
Yeah, well. So there you go. There's the update on what's going on at the Masters. I know you wait all year to play that theme.
You're going to hear it the next 2 days.
Yeah, brother. And let's get to the Phillies and the Pirates. It's 1-0 Philadelphia. That game is in the bottom half of the seventh inning at PNC Park. Roy Halladay has gone 6 2/3 so far, and he's given up 2 hits. But for the Pirates, I'll admit, they were 2 really good hits. They were the first 2 batters of the game. Presley singled the left, and Jose Tabata got a swinging bunt. That is the last hit he's given up. He has not given up a hit since.
And he still didn't. They just finished the seventh inning without.
He has retired 21 batters in a row. How about that? Halliday's retired 21 batters in a row.
Just need one more inning.
And, no, he's not going to come out. He's only thrown 78 pitches.
Well, you know, that's the other thing with him that always amazes me. We talked about this the other day, how we felt that the Phillies had to go 8 innings with their starters because there's really no bridge to get the Papelbon right now. But that's the amazing thing about him. He can go 8 innings and go into the 9th inning as well, an out or two, because he's still under 100 pitches.
Of course.
He is so efficient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he pitches to contact. He gets it. You pitch to contact, you're going to throw fewer pitches. They just have to be in the right spots. And Carlos Ruiz has driven in the game's only run. The mauled and maligned Ty Wigginton, mauled and maligned by you, has scored the only run.
How did he reach base? I didn't see that.
He singled.
Okay. Well, all right. Then he did something. Good.
I mean, he did something. He scored the only run of the game.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He did something. Got on base, scored a run. Good.
Yeah. Carlos Ruiz knocked him in with a sacrifice fly.
Listen, if he has a career year, I'll be the first one to say, I was completely wrong and thank you.
There's no confidence on your part.
No, you're right. By the way, pitching change now.
For Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bedard did pretty well, though. He gave up just 4 hits.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Elsewhere in the National League, top of the seventh, and what may be the only Mets win of the year, they lead Atlanta 1-0. Cubs and Washington scoreless top of the fourth at Wrigley. In the American League, pitchers duel between Justin Verlander and John Lester. They are scoreless in the bottom of the seventh at Comerica, while the Blue Jays and Indians are scoreless in the middle of the first at Progressive Field in Cleveland. Coming up at 4 o'clock, the opener in Cincinnati at Great America Ballpark as the Reds take on the Miami Marlins. At 7:05 tonight, but of course it'll be 4:05 there at Petco. The Padres will take on the LA Dodgers.
Boy, not a whole lot of offense in that Boston-Detroit game.
It's 41 degrees.
And there's been 6 hits in the ball game.
Yeah, but look who the pitchers are, okay?
Well, I agree.
These are two of the elite pitchers in baseball.
No argument. They're not shabby. But, you know, every time they
not
do
shabby, that's the MVP and Cy Young Award winner on the other side.
Not too
and
shabby.
The other guy is probably one of the top 3 left-handed pitchers in the entire game who's won the deciding game of a World Series in his career.
Not too shabby.
They've given up 6 hits. Verlander's given up 2 in the ballgame, 1 to David Ortiz, the other 1 to Sweeney. Meanwhile, a scattering of hits by Lester. Jackson has 1, Prince Fielder has 1. Rayburn has 1, and Johnny Peralta has 1. That's it. He's walked 3. Verlander struck out 7, walked 1. Lester has struck out 3, walked 3. It is 41 degrees with a 15-mile-per-hour wind.
And every one of those hits, you had guys wringing their hands afterwards.
Whew, brutal. So that's where we are. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. All right, I want to get your again, where will the Phillies finish in all this? Big Phillies fans out there, where are they going to finish? They're going to win the division? You're going to win the pennant? Win the World Series? What are you going to do? What's your realistic expectation for this team? What's yours, Kevin? You're a huge Philly fan.
I think they're a lock for the playoffs. I don't know if they'll win the division, but I think they'll be good enough for one of the wild cards. The question I have is there going to be enough offense on this team when you get to pitcher number 4 and 5 in the rotation?
Probably not.
Yeah, that's where I think the issues are going to lie. I mean, as long as your pitching stays as good as it can be, and it's got to be that way almost every time out, because the confidence, I don't know, is as comfortable, if you're as comfortable in game 3 and game or 4 and 5 in the rotation. Although I thought Worley has looked decent this spring, but I don't think they're going to do, a one-run ball game into the eighth inning.
Right. Well, so if today's any evidence, they're going to need some really good pitching.
Exactly.
But your guy Ty Wigginton came through, your guy.
Hey, I'll be more than happy if he hits 350, 300 this year.
He's your guy. He's your guy. Come on.
I'll be the first one to be happy about it.
All right. NBA Commissioner David Stern, Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, a pair of basketball power brokers who have differed on plenty of topics over the years, agree that they'd like to get rid of the one-and-done trend with the draft prospects. The problem is neither one of them has any power over it. The rules currently require an American player to be at least 19 years old and a year out of high school before they can declare for the NBA draft, which is why the lottery is littered with phenoms coming off their college freshman seasons each year. Stern said yesterday that he'd like to... Tuesday, he'd like to add a year to the rule. Cuban wants to take it a step further. He'd like to see them stay in college for 3 years after their high school class graduates. That would have settled for 2. So for every Kobe, Garnett, or Carmelo, or LeBron, there's 100 Lenny Cooks. Lenny Cook was a New York high school star who was not selected after declaring for the 2002 draft. He never played a minute in the NBA. Meanwhile, Kobe's had a great career, 4-time champion. Garnett's had a great career, 1-time champion. LeBron is yet to win a title. Carmelo will never win a title. Too much of a liability. Just doesn't understand you're supposed to play defense. You just can't be firing up shots all the time. You okay out there?
Listening intently.
Oh, brother. That just means you're mentally on vacation.
Listening intently.
Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Instead of listening intently, why don't you call? I'll talk with you, because obviously he's checked out for the day. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Yesterday, the media was allowed in for 30 minutes of practice yesterday. Krissa Maxwell from our staff worked hard, sunning herself. I'm a little concerned. But what questions do you have about the Nittany Lions? How many practices in now? 5? Practice number 6 is tomorrow. 6 and 7 are tomorrow and Saturday. And then Monday, halfway through the practice, they're at the midway mark.
Because of her affiliation with this show, does she get the Steve Jones treatment as far as media is concerned?
Well, they did carry her in and gave her a parasol.
I just wondered if she got the extra minutes in practice that the rest of the media would not because of her affiliation with this program.
No.
Wow. Tough, tough crowd out there.
Well, I was allowed to stay.
No, I know. That's what I said. I wondered if she was allotted the Steve Jones treatment.
No. No.
Wow. It is all in who you know.
You know what? I didn't even see her there.
Well, she was. She was there early in the...
Oh, I know she was there. I'm saying I didn't even see her there because I was doing this show, and then I had to drive over. talked briefly with Bill O'Brien when I got there, and then moved on. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has sent a memo to all 32 teams threatening significant discipline to anyone caught leaking confidential information gathered from the Wunderlich test. Oh, we'll talk about that in a moment. The Steve Jones Show on a Thursday. Tomorrow we'll have Penn State men's volleyball coach Mark Pavlik on. We'll have a Penn State baseball player on tomorrow as well. They have a big weekend series coming up. So we have plenty going on in the show tomorrow. Today, it's you, me, and him as we continue. What? 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. The Wunderlich test. Exactly how low did Morris Claiborne score? We'll tell you about that after this.
Hi, I'm Rick Weibel from REW Financial. I strive to take an eagle-eye approach to your financial future to help give you the freedom to make powerful decisions. I work with you to help you find the discipline you need to get the results you want. I don't believe in just setting it up and letting things go. I'll always be looking to see how we can make things better. REW Financial is an independent company committed to the highest standards of integrity, ethics, and value throughout your financial journey. See us in Lewisburg and Brook Park Farm. Call 800-609-9484 or visit us online at rewfinancial.com.
It's a Thursday. It's a holiday week. Tomorrow, Mark Pavlik, Penn State men's volleyball coach, trying to get his team back to the Final Four. And he's had an incredible run. He's won a national championship. Also have a Penn State baseball player on tomorrow. And also we'll bring in somebody to analyze Kevin's swing.
Baseball swing or golf swing?
Ooh, doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, not really.
No, with the Wunderlich test. Okay, 50 questions answered in 12 minutes. And it was first used by the NFL in the 70s. You ever taken it?
I can't say I have.
Okay. All right.
It sounds interesting, though.
Eh, it's all right. It's no big deal. Yeah, I didn't think it was a big deal when I took it.
What's a good score on it?
A good score on that? Anything over 25. You know, over 30, really good.
So you're looking at 25, 30 right out of 50?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to keep that in mind as you're telling me this.
In 12 minutes.
Okay.
In 12 minutes. Yeah. So, I mean, I've taken it. And, Morris Claiborne scored a 4, which is the lowest since Darren Davis of Iowa State scored a 4 in 2000. Now, at LSU, they say he's very bright, and they say he's a visual learner. Say he has a high football IQ. The guy's going to be one of the top 10 guys picked, regardless of what this is. You okay there?
I actually found a short version of that, and I'm looking at it because I'm debating on whether we want to put this on SteveJonesShow.com. Yeah, there's an edited version of it.
Nah, don't. There's no need to put that out there.
Well, that'd be kind of fun, though.
Well, if people want to take it, it's up to them. They want to take the darn thing. I mean, like I said, I took it. I scored fine. So, I mean, 47 is a good number, right?
Pretty good, yeah.
That's what I scored on it.
You did not.
Yes, I did. I took it one time. I scored 47.
Wow. I'd be happy if I scored 17.
Oh. Yeah. No, I took it once. And, yeah. Now, Vince Young scored a 6, retook it, got a 16. Dan Marino scored 16. Didn't seem to affect his ability. Meanwhile, Mel Kiper Jr. and Todd McShay debated it, and neither one revealed what they got. Okay. Tiger Woods parred 16, the par 3, still at 200 par. I mean, he's fine. He's right there on the board. It's all good. Are you playing video games today?
Actually, I'm taking your test.
You're taking the test.
I am.
So for the next 12 minutes, you've checked out.
No, no, I only have 2 minutes left, so you're distracting me.
You only have 2 minutes left?
Yes.
You're doing worse than I thought. All right. We don't want to, I do not want to slow down a buzzsaw such as yourself. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Now, somebody who scored a perfect score on that, and I'm guessing, but I think my guess is a reasonable guess, is Sarah Bartlett. And she's coming over the bottom of the hour with the news. Meanwhile, Kevin's going to go home tonight, and he's going to plant a ticket oak.
I'd love to have one of those.
Because he thinks it's real. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Sarah Bartlett, who scored a 50 on the Wonderlic test. Coming up next with the news at the bottom of the hour, it's no surprise whatsoever to this veteran campaigner that she knocked it out of the park. Kevin is still taking the test.
Yes, yes I am.
He has 32 seconds to go. We have less than 5 seconds to the news on WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Ah, great to have you with us. And the Thursday show being brought to you by our great friends at Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call Rick and the gang at 1-800-609-9484, or you can visit them online at rewfinancial.com. First Thursday with us, first of many Thursdays with us with Rick Weibel. Rick, thanks. Appreciate it very, very much. I'd like to point out to all of you out there that Tuesday, Wednesday, Fridays are wide open for you to jump in. Figured I'd mention that. You know, I mean, look, in the end, if you want, we can bring around pictures of Kevin in that orange shirt and that dilapidated tie with the idea, if you sponsor this, we'll keep him off the streets.
Hang on, the phone just started ringing. I'm going to have to answer it. There it is. That's what everybody's been waiting for, you to make that that promise.
Yeah. No, I mean, really. That's what we've been hoping for.
Nice.
I talked to your son last night about that, and he says, please help my daddy. All right, so that was very sweet on Daniel's part.
Yeah.
Please help my daddy. The Bowl Championship Series, focusing on four main options for changing the system that determines college football's national champion by 2014. According to a two-page memo obtained by USA Today, the proposals are not the only options being considered. That's how messed up this is. But there's been a focus of discussion on how to change the system. They'll have another meeting April 24th through the 26th in Hollywood, Florida. Look, if you want to get this thing done, make them meet in Fairbanks, where they just sit there and go, okay, look, let's just get this done so we can get out of here. BCS Executive Director Bill Hancock says there's no leader in the clubhouse. They say at this stage, that's fine. Those supporting the BCS have insisted that a playoff could devalue the regular season. Really? Yeah, I mean, that's been one of the great misnomers I've seen. I have, you know, when you've broadcast Penn State basketball as long as I have, I can tell you the value of the regular season. I have watched regular season games get Penn State to miss, and I've watched regular season games where Penn State was able to get itself in. Devaluing the regular season is the same as somebody saying, it would hurt academics. Really? All the games are during term break. Oh, I'm sorry. We're not all stupid. All right. Among the proposals of the memo is the four teams plus, an arrangement that would expand to six teams to account for the traditional Big Ten Pac-12 rivalry embraced by the Rose Bowl. In that scenario, if the top four teams in the BCS include teams from the Big Ten and or the Pac-12, that team would play in the Rose Bowl, while the other four highest-ranked teams would play in two other games. Finals for a championship game would be chosen among the three winners, according to the report. The most radical departure proposed in the memo is a 4-team playoff with semifinals of the championship game. The memo does not use the word playoff to describe the proposal, and say calling it a 4-team event. Oh, stop parsing the language. You have to stop thinking we're all stupid. A wide range of options for a playoff or an event are presented in the memo, including playing all three games at bowls, playing the semifinal games at bowls and selecting a bowl game site for the title game, playing all three games at neutral sites and not branding the games as bowls, and playing semifinal games at campus sites and selecting a bowl site for the title game. The remaining proposals outlining the memo obtained by USA Today include the plus one formula that would select two teams after the bowls for a championship game, and a slightly revamped BCS system that would change or eliminate the automatic qualifying status of the conferences, except for contracts between conferences and bowl games. Furthermore, according to the memo, if the plus one or playoff system were put in place, the BCS would consider having a committee select matchups for as many as 16 bowl games with the aim of providing the most evenly matched and attractive games that make geographic sense for the participants. There you go. You okay there?
I'm just trying to figure out the math on that one. There were a couple of points where it was like, wait a minute, that's just, I don't get what they're trying to say. But then
that's exactly right.
You know, I'm like, what?
That's exactly right. You're not supposed to understand what they're trying to say.
Well, then they're
confusing the issue.
They succeeded.
Well done. Phillies lead the Pirates 1-0 top of the ninth inning. Mets lead the Braves 1-0 at Citi Field in the bottom of the eighth. Cubs at Wrigley lead Washington 1-0 in the bottom of the fifth. In the American League, Cleveland leads Toronto 1-0 bottom of the second. And the Tigers in the bottom of the eighth inning lead the Red Sox 1-0. Miami at Cincinnati, Dodgers at San Diego later.
By the way, you should note that your favorite catcher is 3-for-3 today. Carlos Ruiz. You were talking about him the other day and how he's, you know, great catch, a great hitter for a catcher in the clutch. 3-for-3 today.
He's knocked in the game's only run with a sacrifice fly, by the way.
Okay, so then the number I got is incorrect then.
No, he can be 3-for-3 with a sac fly.
Oh, that's true. 4 times up. Okay, yeah.
Oh, boy.
This Sorry, is gonna be a I panicked.
Long, long show. Oh, boy. Mentally, you've already checked out, haven't you?
No, it's just when you said that, I have to think, wait a minute, did I get the wrong information? Because I have been known to feed you misinformation, not on purpose, but...
No, it's okay. I weed through it. Tiger Woods bogeyed 17. He's now 1 under par. He's tied with Charles Schwartzel, the defending champion. They're playing together. Thought I'd pass that along. Mickelson's even through 5.
Real question is, are they going to be able to get in tomorrow's rounds?
Don't know. I'm not going. Don't care anymore.
That's true, but the weather does not look promising.
I would have really, really been sitting here with the care meter up very high had the private plane and not be stuck in dry dock in La Trobe.
The weather was not looking promising for tomorrow's play.
Well, that just is... disgusting.
Well, now, with more players playing tomorrow than, you know, before the cut, that really makes Saturday a very, very busy day on the course.
Sure it does. Sure it does. Lee Westwood, by the way, the leader at 4 under par. Duffner, 1 shot back. They're both playing the front nine. Paul Lowry is the leader in the clubhouse. 3 under par. But your man, Tiger, is right now sitting at 1 under. He just bogeyed 17. Don't know how he ended up bogeying 17. And then everybody's talking about they're pursuing Henrik Stenson. Really? He's not winning.
Oh, well. What's the lead now? Did you say four?
Yeah, they have it up as 400 par.
Yeah, Westwood at 400. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Stenson was 6 under through 10 holes.
I don't even see him on the list. Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
Wow. He get this.
The wheels fell off the wagon.
Now, that's beyond. I mean, on the 17th, he was 5 under going onto the 17th. I mean, that's like snowman land. And that's what he had, a snowman on the 18th.
Yeah.
I feel really good now. That's an other. That's one of those they list on, not as bogey, double bogey, but that's an other. Wow. Went in bogeyed 16, the par 3, came out parred 17, was 5 under, and took an 8 on 18.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Absolutely, yeah.
After an eagle on 2 and an 8.
Well, 2's easiest hole in the course. I mean, that's a birdie hole.
See, he actually had 2 eagles. 1, 2, 3 pars.
And then a bunch of others.
And a bunch of others. And a bunch of others.
A bunch of others.
One big other.
And a bunch of others along the way. Zach Johnson, former champ, even par through 12. Louis Oosthuizen, even through 13, former British Open champ.
Every time he wins a tournament, they change the pronunciation of his name.
Well, he'll go by what I say it is.
Works for me.
Did I ever tell you the story? Did I ever tell you the story about the Penn State's going to play Temple? Penn State's going to play Temple at the Link. Now, that's not the last time Penn State was down there this past season. I think it was like 2007 or whatever it was. And Kathy Bon Jovi's the sports information person at Temple. So she says, "Do you need any help with pronunciations?" I said, "Yeah, Kathy, I don't care. Sure, you know." All right, she comes in and I said, "Look, how about if I read them to you and you tell me if I'm right or wrong?" I'm going bang, 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 bang. They get to the defensive tackle, and I go, bang, bang, bang. And all of a sudden, this name, boom, I skip over. She goes, "Well, what about?" I said, no. "You don't understand. He's not making any tackles on this broadcast."
It'll be somebody else. Thank you.
He will make no tackles on this broadcast. That's how you solve that issue in radio. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565 is the number. The Phillies going on. Ty Wigginton, by the way, has scored the game's only run. That's your guy.
Blind squirrel finds an acorn once in a while.
It's your guy.
Hey, Papelbon's in, by the way.
I would hope so. They're trying to close.
Well, no, I thought maybe, because of what you said with the pitch count being so low, I thought maybe they'd let him start the inning and let Doc start the inning and see what happened.
No, they got a formula now. They're going to go with it.
That might be Papelbon's contract.
Well, he only threw 92 pitches, Halliday. So, and he gave up 2 hits to start the game. Okay? Single to Presley to left field and a swinging bunt by Jose Tabata. McCutchen then hit into a double play where Galvis made a great turn. And guess what? 24 consecutive outs later, Roy Halladay is Roy Halladay and the Pirates are the Pirates. And now Papelbon's in. How about that? So, there you have it. Tigers put another run on the board in the bottom of the eighth inning. They're in good shape. They lead the Red Sox 2-0 going to the top of the ninth. The Red Sox have 2 hits in the game, but they were 2 really good ones.
For a minute there, I thought you said Tiger put another run up on the board. No, I got a little confused for a minute.
The Tigers. I'm talking about the team.
Too many sports going on this afternoon. It's tough.
No, this is good. It's all good.
Oh, this is a great day if you're a sports fan.
I mean, really, do you want to be out? Wait till we have to broadcast the day before the All-Star break. Like, you have to be kidding me. It's the worst day of the sports year. Or the day after. It's the day after. Like, oh, my goodness. Nothing going on. And UConn, shockingly, has lost its final appeal. Okay, the NCAA turning down what the University of Connecticut says its final appeal for a waiver of academic requirements that would allow them to play next season's NCAA tournament. Qualify for the tournament because of below standard academic results. They requested a waiver earlier this year after saying it instituted changes that improved the scores. The school proposed alternate penalties, including playing a shorter schedule next season, 2013 tournament, and barring Jim Calhoun from meeting off campus with prospective recruits during the fall 2012 period. Now, they offered that and rejected back in early February. The fact that they offered that tells you they know they're guilty. You don't offer a deal and you don't sit there and say, well, okay, you know what? We're going to appeal this on its merits because, you know what, something isn't right, and you go for it. You offer a deal like that, you know you fouled up. NCAA staff rejected the appeal in February, and its Committee of Academic Performance followed suit today. UConn failed to meet the NCAA's academic standards from 2009 to 2011. Under the NCAA's new rules, the school must have a two-year average of 930 or a four-year average of 900, which measures the academic performance of student-athletes. UConn's men's basketball team scored an 826 in the 2009-2010 season. School officials have said it will come in just above 975 for 2010-2011. That's great. Scores are expected to be higher from 2011-2012. It's unclear when the final numbers will be determined. UConn has asked the NCAA to use data from 2011 and 2012 to determine eligibility. Now, to their credit, they've been able to raise it up. But I think it's interesting that UConn men's basketball has now been singled out twice . First of all, Jim Calhoun being suspended for the first three Big East games this year. And now this. Remember, the old Jerry Tarkanian line. The NCAA is so mad at Kentucky, they put Wichita State on probation. 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. Let's get your comments. Let's get the phones rolling here on a beautiful Thursday afternoon on WKOK.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time, satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been in business since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with a vehicle that best suits their needs and budget. Their service after the sale can't be beat. And if you like selection, there's none better than Sunbury Motors. Fords, Kias, Lincolns, Mercurys, Hyundais, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com.
Says Ortiz hit a sacrifice fly to center.
That's what I said. He knocked in a run. We were talking about during the break. I said, looks like Ortiz knocked in a run. So it's now 2-1 Detroit. 2-1.
Knocked in Dustin Pedroia. So they have a runner on first and one out. Down one.
With the uke up.
2 years ago, that would have been good. Oh, well. So there we are. 1-800-795-9565. Rick Weibel. Thank you for being on board, Rick. Thursday sponsor. at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call 800-609-9484. See, that's the Kevin Herr kind of number, toll-free. Or visit online at rewfinancial.com. Remember, what he gets Sarah Bartlett as a gift on her birthday.
Are you asking me?
Oh, I don't think I have to ask. I think the audience knows.
I think she wants a Super Bowl win. I think she wants her wide receivers to catch the ball in the end zone for her birthday. That's what I think she wants. Nothing would make her happier than that.
Stop mentally compensating for giving her nothing. You gave her zilch. This is Sarah Bartlett. You did nothing. And now you're trying to make up for it by saying she wants her receivers to catch the ball and get to the Super Bowl.
Or to kick the field goal to get you to the Super Bowl. Either one would be fine, I'm sure. You have more of an issue with this than she does. Westwood, 4 under, leading the way.
More of an issue than she... No. You don't think we haven't communicated by email?
Westwood, leading the way at the Masters, 4 under.
You don't think we've communicated by email?
Not responding.
Believe me. It's a long road for you. All right. You can continue on being delusional about getting her nothing for her birthday. I can tell you right now.
Well, Jones, it's a shortened version of the test you were talking. And please go onto our Facebook page, Steve Jones Show on Facebook, and tell us how you scored. I freely admit I got a 10.
That's out of 15, though. That's good.
No, that's factoring in how many you would have gotten right if it was a full test. It's a shorter version of the test, but they use a mathematical equation to figure out what you would have scored if you would have taken all the questions. I would have gotten a 10. The good news is, when I took it the second time, I got a 12.
Okay. Dan Marino got 16.
I'm in good company? All right, maybe not.
Well, no. I mean, obviously, a rock and arm and a CBS contract, you're good.
So there you go. There's your score to beat. I'm posting it right now, 10.
Why are you posting your Wonderlic score? Take that down. Do that.
I told people to put it on Facebook. I'm a man enough to say what I got.
Don't do that. Mask it, for goodness sakes.
I don't mind saying what I had. What did you get again?
47.
You did. I can't believe that. I want to see it. I want proof.
Well, I took it a year ago.
I still want proof.
Just listen to the show. Our number's 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565 is the number. Look, I apologize, okay? I'm sorry.
I am out of here.
No, I apologize, okay? I'm sorry. You know, okay, if it makes you feel better, I got a 20. That's a lie, but
not the same.